Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. Good Saturday morning. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Number one in trailers, skid steer attachments. Yeah, they do sales and service and a whole lot more. Yeah, check them out. See their showroom, parts upon parts, shelves upon shelves, just south of I-94, County Road 50 in Avon. That's all at Midsoda Manufacturing. Mention Chasm Radio and Bob FM Radio sent you on over. Well, we're going to recap National FFA Convention. Now, I know it's been a few days, but we gave some of our folks a little time to gather their thoughts and their senses after driving out to Indianapolis. And, well, the Ricori FFA had a great national showing as they were participating when it comes to dairy evaluation with some of their FFA students. Tyler Ratka joining us this morning, and he says, yeah, just getting a time or two to think about the event and the experience, and he says it was outstanding.
Yeah, definitely a little bit. Yep, we're getting there, though, catching up on sleep yet.
Well, you guys, I'm sure it was a pretty exciting trip because you guys made the national competition there for dairy judging. What was the anticipation like heading out there?
Yeah, definitely a little bit nervous for the contest. I mean, it was my first national contest for anything, so kind of a big deal. We were all a little bit nervous, wanted to do well. Yeah, we felt we were prepared, but just we're hoping for a good day. So,
well, how did you guys prepare, really? I mean, has it just come down to studying, put a little more time into it, or?
Yeah, so before we went down there virtually, we did a team. As a team, we each took a kind of a knowledge test, so we had to study for that. And then we had to do a team activity where we did a mock presentation on how to improve a farm. So this year it was supposed to be on like breeding programs, and we were just supposed to offer insight on how to improve that. But they wound up giving us the wrong scenario, so that didn't count this year. And then other than that, just going out on farms and just seeing cows, judging cows to practice that, and then practice giving reasons on those classes.
So now, Tyler, you're a team of four when you compete. Describe the chemistry you have with the other three. Do you need to kind of build that to be successful? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. So we actually had to have an alternate come in on our team. So she's pretty new to judging and still did very well. But the other two on the team had judged with us before in the past, so definitely knew each other very well. But, yeah, just building that team bond definitely helped pushing each other further, making each other better, and kind of helping each other out at practices to understand kind of how we're seeing the cows and better explaining different things to each other. So
how did that national competition differ from the state? Was it just a little more stressful, or was it just, you know, one in the same?
Yeah, a little bit more. Obviously, last spring we had our state contest that we won to get to nationals. That one was virtual, so we didn't have to give any reasons because of that. Whereas this contest, we had to give three sets of reasons. So that was a little bit different. That's kind of more to have to memorize and present to. And then, yeah, just being a bigger contest, you know, you're a little bit more nervous for it. So,
you know, Tyler, too, individually, you finished in the top 10. Was that a surprise, or was that something you were striving for?
Yeah, definitely a bit of a surprise. Yeah, before I left home, my dad told me that, said, you know, you got to push hard, you can do really well in this contest. And, you know, I knew I was going to do my best, but I obviously, with it being a national contest, I didn't know how well I could do on that big of a level. So definitely when I found out I was top 10, I was very surprised, very excited to hear that, especially after we had heard the official placings before that, and I had a couple classes that were a little bit lower scores than I was hoping for. So, you know, I was a little bit nervous as to how that was going to turn out for me. So definitely very exciting, yes.
So, Tyler, finally looking back at the national convention, what were your takeaways? I'm sure from what I've seen, video and photos, it seemed a lot like normal. What was your takeaway from the event?
Yeah, it was my first time at convention, so I guess I didn't know what it was before that. But, yeah, it definitely felt normal again compared to other events I've been to. Definitely a lot of fun meeting new friends, meeting new people. Still had the same workshops, a lot of companies in the expo that we could walk through. So just great to build connections there and learn about new jobs and new careers in agriculture.
Well, you mentioned it. Now I got to ask, what are your plans for the future? You have some sort of idea? Are you kind of zeroing in on what you'd like to do? Or
yeah, I don't really know yet. Definitely in the agriculture industry. Hopefully something to do with dairy. I show dairy cattle and definitely enjoy that. So hopefully having some sort of job to help improve dairy genetics or something like that. And then hopefully just a small herd of cattle on the side to show at different shows throughout the year.
All righty. Tyler Retka joining us with the Ricori FFA. Tyler, thanks for your time. Congratulations on your individual success and your team success at the National Convention. Thanks again this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, Tyler Retka from the Ricori FFA. Hats off to you and the great job you and your team did at the National FFA Convention, which actually wrapped up a week ago today. So congratulations, Tyler Retka and the Ricori FFA, and hats off to all of our area chapters, individuals, advisors, and more. Our coverage brought to you by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Well, let's wrap up your Saturday morning program looking at some hay auction results. In Sauk Center had a big run on Thursday at 68 total loads. Let's look at prime dairy hay, small squares, none on the sale on Thursday. And some large squares of prime dairy hay at $230 to $300 per ton. Round bales of prime dairy hay at $210 to $235. Your Class 1 hay, large squares at $190 to $220 per ton. Your round bales of Class 1 hay at $190 to $220 per ton. Mixed grass hay, large squares at $210 to $245 per ton. And round bales of a mixed grass hay at $170 to $220 per ton. And finally, some straw, large square bales of straw at $25 to $40 per bale. Your round bales at $40 to $55 per bale. And corn stalks anywhere from $25 to $35 per bale. Once again, 68 total loads. The Mid-American Auction Incorporated quality-tested hay sale this past Thursday in Sauk Center. That's going to wrap up your Central Minnesota Farm Report. It's brought to you this morning by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon.